With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is ruling out military force to acquire Greenland, but he's not backing down from plans to take control of the Danish territory.
During a speech to world and business leaders in Switzerland, the president said he won't be using the U.S. military to seize Greenland.
People thought I would use force. I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
But he also issued a warning to NATO leaders who oppose U.S. control of the territory.
You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
The president said he's seeking immediate negotiations to acquire Greenland. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The unofficial death toll in Iran now from the recent protests is more than 4,500 people. Here's the BBC's Marilyn Thomas.
We've been told that in the mortuary, relatives and friends were huddled around a screen, trying to identify their loved ones from hundreds of images of the dead. The slideshow is said to have lasted for hours, with the injuries of many victims so severe that the people couldn't be recognized. Labels on more than 100 victims showed the date they died as the 9th of January, one of the deadliest nights for protesters in Tehran so far.
Cold weather is on the way for much of the country, so says Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service.
There's a strong Arctic cold front that'll move across the northern plains and the Great Lakes and the Midwest Thursday into Friday. So yeah, a lot of Arctic air and real cold, coldest air of the season. So they've had a lot of cold air already across the northern tier of the country, but this will be the coldest yet.
The storm is shaping up to be what one forecaster described as a widespread, potentially catastrophic event, stretching all the way from Texas into the Carolinas. This is SRN News. Some hockey stars are rejecting the LGBT agenda.
NHL clubs continue to host gay pride games, and players continue to opt out. This month, it was Alexander Ovechkin, the leading goal scorer in league history. The Washington Capitals captain refused to put rainbow tape on his stick during a match with the Panthers, and five other Caps players followed suit. Other players around the league, often from Eastern Europe, have taken a similar stand against promoting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen have abducted more than 150 worshippers in simultaneous attacks on three separate churches in northwest Nigeria. The attack took place Sunday in a community called Kaduna State while services there were actually underway. Worshippers were abducted at the evangelical church, winning all, another church belonging to the denomination Cherubim and Seraphim, and a Catholic church also was impacted. Muslim radicals have been killing and kidnapping for months. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump has signed an executive order to restrict Wall Street firms from buying single-family homes. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's a move designed to stop wealthy investors from competing with individual home buyers. The president says such investors should not buy single-family homes that could otherwise be purchased by families. The executive order comes as the administration works to address voter affordability concerns ahead of this year's congressional elections. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Global markets mostly declined while trading on Wall Street stabilized somewhat ahead of President Trump's speech to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Given these uncertain times, gold prices have crossed the $4,800 mark for the first time, gaining 2.2%. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.